One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We had to go outside, but we had to put our hands behind our backs and walk backwards. And then I see, like, guns pointed at us. Legit, I'm, like, 21 here, and I'm like, what's going on?
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Visit betterhelp.com/padilla because sometimes existing is exhausting. And if you want to watch an extended cut of this interview that goes way deeper into everything that we talk about, you're in for a treat. Click the join button down below to become a member. But anyway, hello, Lily.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. There we go. That's the official beginning of this video.
From Smosh, right?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's really cool.
Lily from Lily Pichu.
Thank you. Yes, yeah. Lily Pichu Inc.
How would you describe what it is that you do?
Well, Anthony.
Yes, Lily.
I am a content creator.
Who creates YouTube's content,
yes.
Gaming's content,
yes.
Voice acting's
yes.
content, musical
yes.
content, anime style content,
yes.
and painting content.
Yes.
So you use creativity as a way to de-stress.
Yes, and, you know, emotions, a lot
yes.
of emotions.
So you get the emotions out.
Yes.
Onto a canvas, onto a screen, in a video, on a stream.
Yeah, you are understanding me so well already.
I got
That's
you.
That's literally all I do.
I got you. Go. You just get your emotions out there.
Yes.
Were you a prodigy child, Goya?
No, I was a disappointment.
What?
There I am, little Lily,
yeah.
Korean-American. Mom thinks I'm like a fucking genius because I'm reciting my alphabets at 2 years old, like, which isn't that good in retrospect.
Kind of. I don't think I did my alphabet till at least 3 and a half.
That's a little late.
Yeah, I'm a late bloomer. My parents didn't have many very high expectations for me.
Forced to learn piano.
Mm-hmm.
Took some art classes. You know, so far trajectory looking good. Till middle school, I was pretty straight A's. And then I went to high school. And then teenage girl hormone, I don't know. I just went, boop, I just went sad. And I'm like, I don't want to graduate anymore.
You didn't want to graduate?
Well, okay, it was really funny because when you first enter high school, mm-hmm. we got to tour it beforehand, right? And on the board, when you walk in, there were a list of graduating seniors that year, and it tells you what college they went to, right? Or university. And then someone was like, community college. And I remember my 13-year-old self looked at it, and I'm like, Mom, can you believe it? There are some people who go to community college. I'm never going to be like that.
You thought you were above it?
I thought I was above it.
Oh.
And then guess where I ended up going?
Community college.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
Community college as well.
It's actually really good. You save so much money.
Yeah.
Get your general education.
Yeah.
It's like a second chance at high school, it felt for me, because my high school sucked anyway.
So in high school, grades not so good though?
No. I was good until 10th grade, I think.
Mm.
And then, I don't know, just a lot of hormones, teenage girl stuff.
I started to fall off in 10th grade as well. It's like a 3.8 GPA.
Yeah, look at you. Okay.
3.8 right. for like freshman and sophomore
okay,
year.
Okay, don't brag. How far did you fall down? Want to say that at the same time?
Oh, how low our GPA
yeah.
got? By senior year?
Yeah.
Okay, on the count of three.
One, two, three. 2.3.
You too?
That's so funny.
No!
That's awesome. Look at us.
Look at us go.
I didn't go to classes.
Me neither.
Okay.
I stopped going to classes by senior year. Yeah. I stayed up all night working on the Smosh website.
Oh, shit.
And then by the time morning came around, I was like, what the fuck? I'll get in my car and drive and park at the back of the school and sleep there, I guess. That sounds great.
Oh.
Yeah. What were you doing?
Playing MMORPGs.
Nice.
And moderating Pokemon forums.
Pretty important job.
Pretty important job.
If not you, then who?
When I was younger, I thought that was the coolest shit ever.
That is the coolest
shit. And I tried telling my mom, Mom, you don't understand. I moderate like this forum and like I have powers in the forum.
Yeah, you can ban people.
Uh-huh. And I can like put warnings in. Excuse me, please don't spam and use caps lock in this way. This is your first warning. Mm-hmm. Like some kind of hall pass, hall monitor person, right?
Yeah.
Except online. And I thought that was the coolest shit ever.
So you knew what it felt like to have power.
But my mom didn't understand. She would just be like, that's nice, honey. Let's go to church.
Is that where your love for Pokemon really got solidified? Yeah, Lily Pichu?
Yeah, I saw Lily Pichu. Well, originally I was Pichu.
You were just Pichu.
I just like Pichu.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, fuck. And I'm like, I don't know what to call myself. Mm. And they're like, why don't you put name Pokemon? Mm-hmm. Hey, Lily, Pichu, whatever.
And then you started creating content online 10 years ago.
Roughly. But I think more than that at this point. I did, League of Legends. I entered Ventrilo. And they're like, you sound like Annie. And I'm like, oh my God, maybe I can like voice act Annie. So I got my shitty... Am I allowed to curse?
Yes, please do.
Okay, I got my shitty little headset mic.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, you smell like Bernie. Like, and did my Windows Movie Maker and yeah. I uploaded that. It's really cringe. But that was my first like voice acting thing.
You realized that you could voice acting because people told you.
I sounded like a certain character. So yeah. I was like, oh, let me try imitating them. And then I'm like, oh, this is kind of fun. And then I just kept going.
So when you first got started doing... voice acting and creating content on the internet, you were completely faceless, right?
Yes.
Was that a purposeful choice to be like, I'm not going to reveal my identity?
Yeah, I didn't want to. I thought I'm like, I don't want to. Like,
yeah.
I just didn't want to.
Yeah.
But then people were very curious what I looked like because of the voice. Let me tell you, there was a lot of disappointment that day when they saw my face.
Did you lead up to the face reveal or something? Was it like a dream situation?
And back then, I was like, okay, but the sooner I show my face, the faster people will get over it, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter. I just looked like an average Asian girl. I didn't think there was anything special, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there were some people really mean about it. And I'm like, oh. And so began my lifelong quest of finding happiness in my appearance.
And then that just didn't help?
Yeah. Pretty much that's
so
what happened.
What did that look like? Were you like, I'm done with this internet thing?
No, because I really like creating stuff and sharing it. I thought that was really fun, so I didn't stop. I also met a lot of friends and new people. And also, like, I wasn't really extroverted or anything or social anyway.
Mm.
So the internet was where I could find people that liked things I liked.
So many people lack confidence, and it's cool to see someone who lacked confidence to the degree of not wanting to show your face, showing your face and feeling like, or I guess receiving so much criticism and judgment about your appearance, and then pushing through to the point where it seems like you don't even care showing up on camera.
Yeah, I just don't care. I guess I'm one of those cool, you know, like I just don't care about anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I say that, but obviously I still care.
Yeah.
But it's easier to not care as I get older, and I feel like I'm not going to be streaming forever, right? Or be a public figure forever, you know? Slowly fade into irrelevancy. And, you know, that's fine. I don't really care. I'm just vibing now. Hard vibing.
Your voice acting is getting really... I mean, it's always been really good, but I saw your compilation videos with you doing Toad and Yoshi.
Okay,
and
that one was for fun.
Yeah, but it was good.
Everyone can do impressions. You can do impressions.
Not a Toad.
What can you do an impression of?
Maybe Mario's like, yahoo!
That pretty good. They should have heard you, not Chris Pratt.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you're doing a ton of voice acting. You have a ton of range.
Yeah, but I only get cast for high-pitched stuff, which is fine.
Yeah, I mean, you could do deeper stuff, too.
I could, but I don't know. I don't think it's good enough, which is why I haven't been cast in it yet.
Yeah.
I do hope one day I can expand that. But right now, I get cast as a lot of high-pitched anime girls.
Like, what's your general voice sound like?
Hi!
Just
an anime girl. How are you doing? Oh, I'm sorry. Like that kind of stuff.
Did you have any doubts going into doing voice acting?
At first, yes, because it was very competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting into voice acting was hard. You have to fight for auditions. And in the beginning, you don't have anything to your resume, right? Because no one's going to hire a complete newbie.
Yeah.
So I took a lot of classes, a lot of workshops. I built up my resume, you know, work experience, class experience, mm-hmm. coaching experience, mm-hmm. demo reel, fan stuff, like YouTube projects, mm-hmm. fun indie stuff. And I just do that. And I just sent my email saying, hey, you know, this is all I got. Is my demo reel. I just did this persistently.
What was your first role?
In the beginning, I had like background voices a lot for anime. And there were some games I did, but I felt like they were more interested in my name than my voice acting, which happens sometimes.
You take it where you can get.
Oh, I agree now. But back then I was, I think, more self-conscious of that. Like I wanted to be hired because I worked really hard, not because you want my retweets.
True. You're focusing also on your music. What I thought was some of the most surprising thing about your music is how there's so many dark themes woven into just how happy it sounds.
I do love, like, we're all gonna die, but in a very comforting way.
Yeah. Someday I'll drink my last cup of coffee.
Yeah.
There's so many dark themes. Do you feel like you get a lot of those emotions that you're holding on to, like, out through your music?
I don't think it's like dark per se, it's just life. And I think that's nice.
Yeah.
We are gonna die one day, and that's fine.
That's true. I think some people just wanna ignore that.
But the fact that we're all heading to the same destination is a little comforting, right? Like every human is going there, so we should be nice to each other.
That's true. Yeah, I feel like some people take that to mean the opposite thing. They're like, who cares? We're all going to die anyway.
Burn the shit down. Yeah, you could go the opposite direction. I think there's like a balance, you know, have fun, but like be considerate. I think just being nice.
Yeah.
Just be nice, man. It's not that hard.
Tell me about these bangers that you write when you're sad.
I have a diary that I write a lot when I'm really sad. So all my entries in it are sad.
Okay. And is it just you just getting your emotions out?
Yeah. But sometimes it's like, oh, this could be a lyric. So whenever I'll think of something like that, I'll like quickly write it down on my phone. Yeah. So I have a whole notepad of just things that I'm feeling or whatever that I want to express through words, songs, I guess. And then slowly craft a song.
All your sad writings from your diary come out through your songs.
Yeah, pretty much.
As lyrics. Do you find that helps you get those emotions out and you don't hold on to them anymore at that point?
Oh,
like,
for sure,
once they're out there?
Yeah, it's a good outlet. Otherwise, I just stay in bed and browse Reddit for like 9 hours.
I feel like a lot of people do not have an outlet, so they end up doing that.
Yeah, but having that outlet is so valuable, I think, to me.
Yeah.
Because you could, at least I'm like making something and I don't feel like shit afterwards too much.
Was there ever a period of your life where you held on to those emotions or do you always have an outlet?
I think I always have an outlet. Like I have a piano in my room, you know, like I have so much easy access to like painting or piano, which is most of it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I use my dog as a tissue.
For
my tears.
Oh, like when you're in the middle of writing a diary?
No. That's just when I'm in bed browsing Reddit for 8 hours. Different stages.
Right. Yeah. So the fur does make, is highly absorbent.
It does soak the tears. Yeah.
Highly absorbed.
She just lets me.
And the salt probably heals any
wounds that she might have. It's a symbiotic win-win relationship.
Yeah, your tears heal. I mean, it's kind of like the Pokemon movie when the tears heal
Ash
when he was turned to stone.
That was a good scene. What's your favorite Pokemon?
I used to love Zapdos as a kid because I was like, this guy looks so fucking cool. But I don't know if that's the case now. I'd probably say it's Squirtle because he's quirky.
Quirky.
But not cringy quirky.
Just quirky.
Do you plan to take your music career in any specific direction?
I think I just want to make cool music and have people listen to it. It'd be cool if I won the lottery one day and got a bajillion dollars so I can make Shelter from Porter Robinson.
No.
Huh?
Shelter by Porter Robinson?
Is he serious? You don't know Shelter?
Am I too old?
I thought that was...
What? The people in the back are like, yeah.
You guys know Shelter from Porter Robinson, right?
No.
What?
Nikki, do you know?
Shelter? Yeah.
It's really popular, right?
Is it
a TikTok banger or is it just a banger?
Oh, it's a great song.
Fuck, okay. I don't know.
Sorry. Okay, so, it's a song.
Oh.
He hired like this whole Japanese like animation studio to animate his music video. Super high budget. It's beautiful. And that cost a lot of money, right? Yeah. Yeah, I want to make those.
So you want to get to the point where you can make your own music, highly produced, and get a whole animation studio to create a music video for you?
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, that'd be sick. You're already kind of doing like a really, really like
tiny
peeled back version of that.
But yeah, it's still like, it's still fun.
Have there been any unforeseen side effects of fame?
I think doxed.
Getting
swatted.
Doxed? Have you been swatted?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Multiple times in the past.
Yeah.
I won't specify when or where or whatever, but I have been swatted. Mm-hmm. And it was, I'll tell you the first time I got swatted, this was like many, many years ago, right?
Like before getting swatted was even on your radar?
Yeah. I had no idea this was a thing. We saw like lights outside. Friend got a call from the police.
Were you in the middle of streaming?
No, I think we were just hanging out. I was eating dinner probably. Mm. And then they were like, open up. And then we had to go outside, but we had to put our hands behind our backs and walk backwards slowly. And then I see like guns pointed at us. Legit, I'm like 21 here. And I'm like, what's going on? And then all of us had to do that. And then we got handcuffed. And we were all sitting in the corner, handcuffed, me and my roommate and everyone at the time. And then they searched the house or apartment or wherever I was living back then. And then, yeah, that was it.
Did they tell you what they got, what info they heard, what they were looking for?
Usually it's the swatting. The person who calls is like, oh, yo, there's a hostage situation. They lie, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and then I understand that they're just taking precaution and making sure.
Sure.
I mean, but, you know, we're just like little Asian girls, you know, with that. Like, we didn't do anything.
What do you do? You're like, okay, thank you, goodbye.
Literally, okay. And then we explained to them, like, hey, this is someone who's, like, doing this on intentionally.
Yeah.
Please be wary of future phone calls, maybe, etc. Mm. Yeah. Swatting is so dangerous, and people who do it deserve to be in prison.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I don't think that they realize, or maybe they do and they just don't care, but
they're
legitimately putting lives at risk.
Yes, they are.
Because you make one wrong move, and because they have a gun pointed at you with their finger on the trigger.
It's so scary.
Do you approach your streaming differently after getting swatted?
Well, we are definitely careful not to leak addresses, anything. Mm-hmm. We stopped doing house tours, for example, because that's like, I do it before I'm about to move out, which is really funny.
So you do a tour.
Like, this is my house. All right, I'm moving out.
Bye. Yeah. That's the only safe way to do it.
Yeah. Otherwise, I just don't trust people.
Mm-hmm.
Too many weird people out there.
Have you ever run into feeling like your self-worth is attached to your numbers or your success or?
In my lowest points, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like throughout all these years, what's kept me grounded is creative projects. So whenever I feel bad or whatever, I just turn to music or art or something.
Right.
That I can turn, you know, trust.
And these are things where you're putting your artistic expression in without feeling, like without having the expectation of a certain amount of, you know, viewers or listeners or numbers.
I like making things for the sake of making things, especially with music.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me happy. And it makes me happy when other people listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I'm doing this because I'm like, yeah, I'm aiming for this amount of views for this video. I don't do that.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Quick fact, Rocket Money is sponsoring this episode. Most people think they're spending around $80 a month on subscriptions when it's much closer to around $200 a month. I am, in fact, one of those people who realized that they were being charged for things that I didn't even remember signing up for. Like, I guess I signed up for a second Spotify account with another email address and I was being double charged. I had no idea for months. But that's besides the point. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. With Rocket Money, you can easily cancel your subscriptions that you don't want with just a single press of a button. No more long hold times or annoying emails with customer service, because Rocket Money does all the work for you. Rocket Money can even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/Padilla. That's rocketmoney.com/Padilla. rocketmoney.com /Padilla. Now back to the world of Lily Pichu.
She's talked about with Michael.
Talked about robotics. I talked about his engineering. Talked about his drive, where his creative drive came from to do that kind of thing. Do you feel like you guys balance each other out?
I'd say so.
Yeah.
I think I'm more... No, am I more carefree in other ways?
Yeah.
More responsible in other ways, right? I think he's the best human being, right? No, like, I'm serious. Like, if you talk to him, he's just so... Okay, what can he not do? He's like, smart. He makes robots. He's, like, nice to everyone. He's cute. He's a 5'3 king, okay? Any more than that is a waste.
Is he 5'3? What a king.
We're the same height.
Oh, nice, nice.
5'3?
Yeah. That's funny you're bringing him up so much because I was like, I'm not going to bring up the relationships in these interviews because I don't want it to seem like...
Oh, sorry.
No, we can, but only at your own...
I'm just so in love.
That's so cute. No, but only if you want to bring it up.
I talk about Michael all the time. You're
right.
I
will only if they bring it up, I will talk about it, but I'm not going to make them talk about each other this whole interview.
It's like a meme.
Yeah.
It's my audience.
Where you can't stop talking about it.
I'm like, oh my God, let me tell you about Michael. And everyone's like, love is nice. I like being in love.
Right. He did mention that a few times before the interview.
Oh, so you didn't say it during the interview?
Not during the interview.
Well, fuck you too, Michael.
So what's next for you besides retiring in Hawaii and then dying together with Michael? What's next?
I want to do more voice acting. I want to do more music.
Mm.
Those two. I think I have a year left on my YouTube contract for streaming.
Oh.
Then after that, I'm peacing out.
You're not doing streaming anymore at that point?
No, man. It's been like a decade. I'm tired.
You're done with streaming.
I'm so tired of everything in streaming.
How long was your contract for?
I was like, well, honestly, 2 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So did you know when you were signing it that you were done at that point afterwards?
I think after the contract, I think I knew, like, I think I'm going to step away a little bit more and focus on other things I want to do more.
Uh-huh.
Also, I just think I don't have the best personality for streaming. It stresses me out a lot.
Well, what is it that stresses you out?
Well, I'm like really, you know, sometimes I'm really insecure and self-conscious and shy and all that stuff. It's really also... Mixing friends with streaming, I never liked it. It's confusing for me, and it's all of this stuff. And I'm like, maybe I'm just not meant to stream.
So you always had the goal to be done at a certain point?
After a certain point, for sure. I didn't think I was going to stream forever, but who knows? I might be, you know, eating my own words. I'm like 6 years old, and I'm still streaming, then
Do you feel like because you have that contractual obligation to make things at a certain cadence that your content suffers?
I think I'm just burnt out. I've been doing it for so long, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I still see the magic in it. And I think it's super, super, super... I still think it's like a very privileged job, right? It offers you so much more benefits than the negative side. Mm-hmm. So I do acknowledge that. But at the same time, I think I'm ready to move on eventually, you know?
Because it's draining to... just like be entertaining for so many hours in a row on stream?
Brian, I'm not even entertaining. I told you I did 12-hour Valorant stream.
But still to like interact, because you have to be talking, you have to be aware, you have to be alert.
But my community is like really nice. Like I feel bad. They're really, really welcoming and nice and comfy.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I've built that relationship with them. But all things have to end one day, right? Not everyone's going to be a streamer forever, right?
You even made a song about how all things have to end,
exactly.
Including your life.
Unless I'm like 70 and I'm still streaming, in which case that'll be kind of fun too. Welcome to Grandma Lily stream.
I'd watch that.
That's. I thought you wanted to talk about mental health.
Don't talk to me about it. Talk to me about your mental health.
I don't know. I was expecting that, but then it seems like this was a nice, like, lighthearted.
You know what?
Conversation. No. You're right.
Let's go to mental health.
I love Michael.
You want to talk about mental health? You want to talk about your mental health journey or your mental health state now?
I'm pretty okay now.
Okay, so let's talk about how you got here. How did you get to a pretty okay mental health state?
I think with stuff like depression and stuff, it feels like once you have it, it doesn't like ever go away fully, right? You just learn kind of like to live with it and cope with it in a healthy manner.
Mm.
That's how I feel.
When was it at its worst?
Ooh, before I got my first dog. I remember I got my dog because I was severely depressed that time because my relationship was going really, really bad. My career was really, really bad. And my grandma just passed away. And it was like December-ish, you know, winter blues. So I was like, damn, I feel pretty bad. I'm going to get a dog.
How many years ago was that?
2016-ish.
Okay, so 7 years ago was really, really bad.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm gonna get a dog, because I heard that if you get a dog, you're forced to get out of bed, right?
That's true.
You have to take care of this whole living thing. You can't mm-hmm. afford to just browse Reddit for 8 hours in bed and not get out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I got Temmie. Mm. It was the best decision of my life.
did Temmie pull you out of depression?
Well, she did help me, because I had to walk her. I had to feed her, do tricks with, like, everything. Like, I had to interact with this dog, and it distracted me enough, yeah?
Mm-hmm. So Temmie just distracted you or helped you? Or helped distract you? Helped pull you out by distracting you?
All of it. She helped me and she distracted me.
Yeah.
And she helped distract me. Mm-hmm. And she distracted me by helping.
True. Do you know what it was that caused you to get to that state?
I feel like I've had this since high school.
Uh-huh.
Just depression. But for some reason, I was just really depressed.
Were you always depressed? Like, your whole
since high school,
life?
Yeah.
Like, what was... you think it was hormones that switched
in high school?
I think that's
what switched it, but also I was going through a lot of problems with my parents.
Yeah.
So I felt like a failure, right? No self-worth. That's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're not like how I looked, or I felt like I had no use.
Mm.
I remember thinking I felt really useless. Like, what can I do? What can I offer? Like, I had nothing.
Yeah.
Except by just play MMORPGs.
I feel like when I've been in my worst states, for some reason I have this voice in the back of my head that says, mm-hmm. I'm worthless.
Yeah,
I'm worthless.
It's the same thing. You're just worthless.
And it just repeats.
Yeah.
And obviously I know that, you know, I provide value to so many people. But,
that you do.
But still, it's like you can't help but hear that voice.
Yeah.
Did you have that as well? This kind of...
I would say, yeah. I thought that a lot about myself. And mm-hmm. it's so easy to spiral once you're in that state. And because you're in that state, you start lashing out at everything around you. And it's like a never
in a sense, you're pushing people further away and making yourself feel more worthless.
Yeah.
Because you're not providing value. In fact, you're just, I guess, providing a negative element.
You think like,
element.
Oh, they don't want to hang out with me. I'm like, you know, like this. You mm-hmm. know, I'm just a burden to them. Like, they're probably annoyed by me, right? You just tell yourself all of these things.
Mm-hmm. And then you start looking for it. You start picking up on every detail that you think proofs that you're right.
Yeah, but it's nothing in the end.
Yeah.
It's very trivial.
It's like your negative thoughts about yourself want to be proven correct in a weird way, because...
Yeah, it's a confirmation bias.
Yeah, and I feel like when you have negative thoughts about yourself, you are slowly being destructive in a lot of different ways.
Uh-huh.
And you almost want to prove to yourself, or that part of you wants to prove to itself, that you're not doing this for nothing, that it's justified in those thoughts. So then you start acknowledging... I guess looking for and then finding anything that you can find that proves, oh, they don't like me. Oh, they do think I'm a burden or annoying.
Yeah, but that's just your sick brain talking. Do you know your Myers-Briggs?
INFJ.
INFJ?
Yeah.
You are... Okay, I'm going to read you your weaknesses.
Oh, thanks. Let's start there.
You're sensitive to criticism. We did talk about
that. We did talk about that. We covered that.
Reluctant to open up. Perfectionist?
At one point in the past, perfectionist, yes.
Avoiding the ordinary.
Actually, yeah.
Prone to burnout.
True.
Damn.
True.
And there's some good stuff, but I'm not gonna read that.
Yeah, fuck that shit. What are you? Read me your weaknesses.
I'm okay.
No, read me your weaknesses now.
I'm INFP.
So, J versus P is judging versus perceiving.
Yes. Okay, I'm unrealistic.
Miss, I want to retire and move to Hawaii.
Wait, what's wrong with that? I feel like that's very realistic. Okay. Self-isolating. Yeah. Emotionally vulnerable, yeah.
True.
Desperate to please.
You talked about that.
Self-critical.
Oh, damn. Damn.
I mean, it's their personality test. I always have to preface this with, like, because some people want to find out about personality test or whatever, they're like, oh, you know, that has no scientific backing, actually. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm just doing it for fun and to open conversations. Thank you.
Yeah.
With that said, what is your horoscope? Wait, next month is your birthday, right?
Yeah.
So what is that?
Virgo.
I knew it.
How did you? You did not know it, or else you would have said it.
Right when I walked in the room, you gave me Virgo.
No, you waited until I said I was Virgo, and then you said I knew it. That's what you did.
Virgo. That's not that.
What are you? You're a...
Scorpio. I'll talk about Michael a little bit before you go.
Okay.
God, he's so cute. Man, I killed this.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't had to take a bathroom break.
No, I'm really good at holding in my urine.
after the streaming?
Yeah.
That's why it's called... No, that doesn't make any sense. It shouldn't be called streaming.
That's why I'm called Lily Pichu.
Oh.
It's such a play on the...
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You know, that makes a lot more sense. But you made sure to change the spelling because then you might have...
P is a little bit...
It's a little...
Juvenile.
Yeah,
humor.
A little grotesque.
Just a little weird.
Yeah.
Gross, yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't really necessarily be a monetized channel.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.